questions?
Oof.
How's it going?
Good, how you doing?
How's the first match of the Christian Daniels?
It was okay, you know, nobody got hurt. So, it is what it is right now. We're just trying to get our feet wet and see where we are.
How different is it? Is it different at all from, like, when Shanahan was here?
Well, it's different, you know, not really philosophy-wise, but just the way things are scheduled. But, you know, it's still football. You know, not much has changed.
Chip, what did you think of the moves that were made from free agency to kind of bolster the secondary? Do you feel like you guys are in a better position there than you were in the last year?
Well, I think our confidence level is higher. I mean, you can't do much worse than we did at the end of the year last year. So, I mean, we definitely got to go up from there. But I think as time goes, we'll understand what we have and, you know, where we're going to be later in the season.
Champ, where are you physically in terms of?
Well, I'm almost there. You know, I wouldn't say I'm, you know, where I can go out and just play a game and not have to worry about my elbow. But, you know, I'm getting there. You know, it's a long time before the season. And I feel like, you know, and over time I'll be ready.
Were you able to participate in everything?
Yeah, I did everything.
What are your impression of quarterbacks so far?
Well, I don't know them that well, so right now it's just, you know, two good-looking guys out there throwing the ball. You know, I really don't have anything to say about them. I mean, I know what they've done around the league, but I've never played against them, so I really don't know much about them.
What do you think of the 3-4 defense, going to that defense, that style? Do you like that style? Is it going to benefit you?
Well, I mean, I it doesn't change what I do. I mean, my one thing about corner position, everything's going to be the same for me. I mean, the only thing that changes with new coaches is philosophy. I mean, not philosophy, but terminology.
Chip, what's it look up in the front seven? I mean, it seems like they're trying people at different spots, trying to see what they have now. When you were out there today at practice, you're kind of looking up there and seeing a lot of different people in different spots that previous years.
Well, when you run a defense like this, everybody's going to be kind of different. But, you know, I know as time goes, we'll find out what's going to best help our team win. And we'll get people in the right places.
How would you describe Mike Nolan in terms of demeanor and habits?
Well, one thing about him, he's straight to the point. He's the guy that he's going to make sure you understand what you're doing. I mean, I was fortunate enough to have him my rookie year, so. You know, being that he was a potential head coach, I mean, I learned a lot from him. You know, and to have him back at this point in my career, young guys are really going to benefit from having him around.
How much will the young guys benefit from just the veterans in the secondary? I mean, you bring in Brian Dawkins, and how much pressure does that take off you to have a guy that's been as many Pro Bowls as you have or maybe even more?
Yeah, that's one thing, fortunate enough, in my career, that I've always had a good leader back there with me. And, you know, with John Lynch and, you know, when I was with the Redskins, Mark Carey, a bunch of guys. And I'm just glad we got him. He's a guy, he's gonna make sure everybody's lined up right. I mean, he's going to make sure everybody's accountable. And we need that.
Champ, a little off football field. You have a pretty big weekend, a Memorial weekend coming up with the charity. Could you talk a little bit about that, how you got involved with that?
Well, it's funny because when we talk about what we do back home, it's always hard to figure out what would please the people the most. And we tried to please everybody, you know, have a big cookout, this and that. But we said, and obviously everybody criticized everything we do. So we figured we're attacking the wrong people. It's not the adults we need to worry about, it's the kids. And, you know, so now we're going to have a 3-day weekend. We're going to have a golf tournament to raise money, a teen summit, all kind of stuff just for the kids.
How much work is that taken and, you know, doing with your brotherhood? How hard has it been to organize all that?
Well, it's not too hard for us. I mean, we have a cousin, Teddy Parrish, in Atlanta. He does mostly everything for us, you know, and we're fortunate enough to have a guy like that. He's real sharp. You know, he's going to make sure everything's set up for us. All we have to do is, you know, go down there, speak a little bit, you know, bring memorabilia down there and stuff like that, and, you know, he'll take care of the rest.
All the charity work you've done, did you say this is the biggest venture you've had into this area?
Yeah, I think so, because, I mean, it's where I grew up, and we never had anything like this growing up, and I feel like with the position that me and my brother are in, we're able to give back the way we weren't given to when we were little, and I think the kids down there benefit from it.
How much interest, how much turnout do you expect from that weekend?
I have no idea, you know, I just keep hearing about how many people are calling trying to get, you know, a foursome for the golf tournament. How many kids are excited about what's going on? I mean, we actually have a basketball tournament as well. I mean, we got a lot of stuff going on. So I'm assuming it's going to be a lot of people in the area excited about this.
How far along is your brother right now physically? Where do you think he does fit in the defense once he's healthy?
I don't know how far along he is, and he's obviously hadn't been on the field much with us, so I really don't know. You know, we'll see. With his versatility, I think he could play anywhere. So it's all about what's going to help us win.
How interested are you in seeing what this team does in the draft, especially in what can happen for this defense?
You know what? I'm always interested in the draft because I like to see what my new teammates are. But, you know, whatever they do, I'm sure they're going to do what's right for us, and we'll just go from there.
We got to be defense first?
I wouldn't say that. I don't know.
More for Champ.
Champ, looking back with draft day coming up, what's your favorite memory of draft day for you?
Well, I was back home. I was invited to go to New York, but I stayed back home with all my family, and the whole community was there. Man, Boss did the same. So I don't know why guys like going to New York. I'd rather be around my people. So it was great for me.
Champ, now that the Jay Cutler cloud has lifted and everybody can just move on, do you sense a little bit of a palpable shift in the locker room as opposed to the other camp where there were so many questions lingering? Is it just kind of time to move on? Everybody's kind of feeling a little bit better?
I think the whole thing with that was you guys blew that up more than we even talked about it. One thing about this locker room is people come in and come out of that locker room all the time. So you get used to it, especially for a guy like me. I've played with so many different people. And, you know, for a guy like that to leave, I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised at all? Franchise quarterback gets dealt 3 years into his...
Well, nothing surprises me in this league.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.